Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is John Mullins, and in this show, we're going to discuss useful data dictionary views that you have access to. So we'll identify which view you have access to and how to use them, and what benefits they can provide to you. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions along the way you would like to ask me, please use the question or comment box provided. And let's go ahead and let's get started and let's talk about data dictionary views. Now, first we have to identify what is a data dictionary view. A lot of people become reliant on the certain tools and utilities that they use to access a relational database, and they know absolutely nothing about a data dictionary view. The tool becomes a crutch, which is fine. It speeds up development. It will lower the risk of errors, and that's great. But what if you don't have access to that tool at all? And now you have to do things manually on your own. Tools that keep becoming more and more expensive. Companies are starting to cut back on the tools they're using. They're expecting you to do more with less. There are plenty of free tools available. Those free tools don't have as many bells and whistles as the pay per usage tools do. And so we need to make sure we know how to use these data dictionary views to get access to the same information you're already used to accessing through your nice and fancy point and click tools and utilities that you may currently have. What if you change jobs? They may have different tools or no tools there. So we need to be aware of what these are. So basically, the data dictionary views give you access to information about your database. What tables are in the database? What tables I have access to? What are their definitions? And think about all the different objects in an Oracle database. Tables, indexes, views, users, stored procedures, functions, packages, triggers. There's dozens of different types of objects that you could have in a relational database. The data dictionary views will allow you to see information about those and information related to those things. So for example, like users, we can see what privileges they have, things like that, what profile they've been assigned to, what the limits on the profile are. So there'll be some indirect data dictionary views there as well. Now, what a lot of people have been misled to believe is this. You need special privileges to access data dictionary views, don't you? Those are for database administrators. And the answer is that's not entirely true. Okay? There's basically three sets of data dictionary views we're going to talk about in this radio show. Those views that start with the phrase user underscore, those that start with all underscore, and those that start with DBA underscore. By default, if you have an Oracle user ID that you can log in as, you have access to any of the data dictionary views that start with user underscore or start with all underscore. That's the default privilege. You need no special privileges to go against those views. Any of the views that start with DBA underscore, you do need extra privileges for. Now, let's talk about what the different levels actually mean. Any of the views that start with user underscore, they give you information about objects that your Oracle user ID owns, objects that you have created. So an example would be user underscore tables. That would give you information about all the tables that you own. Not tables owned by other users, just yours. If you did a select from all underscore tables, that would give you information about tables that not only do you own, but tables that other people own, but they've given you access to. So user Scott might own a table called employee, and he's granted me select authority on that table, then I would see it if I did a select from all underscore tables, right? Everybody has access to the user underscore tables or user underscore views and the all underscore views, all right? The DBA underscore views, They show me everything the first two do, so all the objects I own, all the objects I don't own but I've been given access to, and then it also shows me those objects that I have not been given access to. And that's why we don't want you to necessarily have that particular feature or that privilege by default. Right? So you may get different results there depending on which of those three views you actually query from. Now, what are some of the more common data dictionary views available to you out there? Well, we mentioned user underscore tables or all underscore tables. And for the rest of the discussion of this radio show, I'm just going to mention one of the types of views. In other words, I'll mention all underscore, and you can assume that there's also a user underscore view available for the same thing and or a DBA underscore view for the same thing. So if we look at all underscore tables, that's the view you would look at to see all tables you have access to in a nutshell. Okay, what that's at a high level though, so it doesn't tell you what columns make up the tables and what data types those columns are. That's in another useful data dictionary view called all underscore tab underscore columns. So those two kind of go together there. What about indexes? If you're a developer, programmer, or database administrator, you're concerned about indexes. If you're trying to tune your code, you want to know what indexes are available. Did Oracle use the index? I don't know. Let's see what indexes are out there. These indexes are available to me. Why did he not choose it? Okay, so we can look up what indexes are out there on various tables. There's a view called all underscore indexes. Okay, if I want to see what columns make up those indexes, what columns do, I can look at a view called all underscore index, IND, underscore columns. So those two kind of go together. All indexes, all underscore IND, underscore columns, they go together. You know, indexes and tables, that's what we deal with most of the time. What if you're a person who's writing stored procedures, functions, packages, triggers? You have a useful view there called all underscore objects, which will have your object name, the name of your procedure, the object type. Is it a procedure? Is it a function? The status of that program. Is it valid or invalid? In other words, did it compile successfully the last time it was attempted to compile? So all underscore objects is important for those. What if I want to see the source code for any of my procedures, functions, packages, or triggers or such? There's a view called all underscore source that would show that to me. So in that view, there's a column called text. You know, in Oracle keeps track of the source code for any of your compiled or attempted to compile programs. It keeps one version of your source code. You can see it through this view, okay? So all underscore source would be a good way to go out and get the source code. If you've been given the task to go out and change a stored procedure, where's the source code for the procedure that people are currently running? The database, it's a guarantee. He only keeps one version of that source code. That's the version that people are trying to run. Every time you try to recompile a program, it'll wipe it out, and he still only keeps one version. You might have third-party software tools that keep track of your code for you, or you keep it in a shared device out on your server. That's all fine and dandy, but we're guaranteed that this code here, when we look at it in all underscore source, that's the code that people are actually using. All right, so those are some of the more common data dictionary views that are available to you. If for some reason you don't have access to the views that start with user underscore or all underscore, see your database administrator and see what's going on. There's really no reason you should not have access to those two types of views. Some of the more security-laden views that are out there that start with DBA underscore, or there's another series of views or synonyms that start with $V, yeah, they can contain some very sensitive information, so we don't want to give those out to just everybody and anybody. But user underscore and all underscore, there's no reason you should not have access to those. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question or comment boxes provided. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for John Mullins. If there's a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.